You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The fellows are out today. Luke Morrow and Chris Partee with you instead here on The Drive. T-Mill holding things down for us. You can text the show 713-572-4610. Are the Astros underrated? Not only the team, but also specific parts of the team. I'll explain what I mean. Appreciate, by the way, appreciate all the texts and the engagement last segment with all those random topics. People are still texting about those things, so appreciate you. If you ever miss anything from the show, you can always not only go back to, on the podcast, find the podcast afterwards, but also use the rewind function in the Odyssey app. Are the Astros underrated? I ask this for a couple different reasons. We'll take this in like three different angles.
Let's do it.
But the first one being the actual team. Because I do find it fascinating that when they've dealt with everything that they have and they've still put together the second best record in the American League, at least entering yesterday, then the Astros lost, Yankees won, so I believe they're now half game behind the Yankees again. But point remains, they're right up there with the best teams in baseball. When you do that despite all the injuries, and then you expect to get these guys back eventually, I mean, shouldn't that help how we view the Astros? And yet, I saw ESPN ranked them 8th in the league in their power rankings. MLB.com ranked them 8th in the league in power rankings. Their World Series odds are 7th in the league right now in Vegas. Ben Verlander is the only guy, and he loves himself some Astros. But Ben Verlander, he put the Astros number 5. That's the highest I've seen. But the question being, are the Astros still underrated? Because of two reasons. One, the success they've had despite the things they've dealt with, which is probably more than just about any other team than maybe the Dodgers. And number two, because you expect to get these guys back. So if they're playing at this clip right now, imagine what the second half could be like if they get these guys healthy. Are the Astros still underrated?
When you started that, we started this segment there before you laid out those statistics or those rankings. I'm trying to think like, how can they be underrated? But then you said, you know, two guys had them ranked 8th. Someone else had them ranked 5th.
Yep.
If you're looking at them as the 8th best team in a ranking of MLB teams, then yes, I would say from that point of view, from that perspective, yes, they are underrated. Just based on what you laid out and what they've dealt with compared to, I guess, the rest of the league. All the injuries, the pitching injuries, the hitting injuries, how they had a slow start to the season and they've bounced back this past month and a half or so it is, like we talked about earlier, and they're back in the head of the pack of their division, even though it's not the strongest division, but still, from where they were to where they've come, and we're not even in July yet, you know, they've turned it around pretty quickly here. So yeah, I would lean to saying yes, I think they are underrated based on the context that you just gave to that question.
Yeah, I think so too, which maybe is semantics. Maybe I would change it and say not underrated, but being overlooked.
Overlooked, yeah. I think overlooked might be a better word.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, as you were laying that out, it dawned on me. Like, yeah, maybe overlooked is the proper term. I think so, because of how they're doing, despite everything they've been dealt, and what you anticipate getting back. And I would say similar to the Dodgers. I mean, the Dodgers only have like three more wins than the Astros, but they've had so many injuries, and yet they're still playing at a first-place clip. And then imagine if they start to get some of these guys back, and we know how talented the Dodgers are on paper. So I do think the Astros are being overlooked still in the AL because we all came into – when I say we, I mean collective, the national – Major League Baseball audience kind of came into the season not expecting a ton from the Astros. So I think people are still having a hard time buying into this so far.
I mean, I'm not even sure if everyone here in town knew what to expect this year coming from the Astros, to be honest with you. So, yeah, I mean, from that perspective, And from a national purview, definitely overlooked.
Yeah.
I mean, if you said the seventh best odds for the World Series.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, I would say they're definitely being overlooked right now. But that's not a bad thing.
No.
I don't think that's a bad thing to be overlooked. I don't.
I almost prefer that. I said the same thing with the Texans. Like, I wanted fewer nighttime games for the Texans this year.
Really?
Let them fly under the radar. We don't need to talk about
So less prime time.
Yeah, let them operate in the dark here. We don't need to talk about the Texans. And, you know, we don't need on ESPN asking about I want them to fly under the radar.
Did they get four this year? I forget. Three or four?
Something like that.
Yeah.
Too many. Too many for my liking.
Too many for your liking.
Let me ask you this quickly before we have to hit the break. Houston Chronicle came out with an article today about Cam Smith. Should Cam Smith get more love for the Rookie of the Year race? So, in the same vein of are the Astros underrated, do you think Cam Smith even is being underrated right now, at least nationally, in Major League Baseball?
I'm going to say maybe not. I think we need to see more from him. Now, if he stays improving at the clip that he has over the past, I guess, you know, month or so, playing better, talk to me in August if he's still at the same rate or playing even better, because right now, I believe on ESPN, he has the 10th best odds to win it. So he's in the top 10.
Dang, I didn't know he was that far.
Yeah, he's in the top 10 as far as AL Rookie of the Year favorites. Yeah.
Okay. All right, so maybe in that regard, he's a little underrated, but I don't think he should be in the conversation. Look, before this A's series, which was against, again, the second worst pitching staff in the second hitter-friendliest ballpark, his OPS, I know Cam Smith's he's played a lot better over the last 30 games. I get that. But over the whole course of the season, his OPS was still below average before this A's series. And simply by having a couple big games, he raised his OPS like 60 points or something like that, because he's only homered in three games this year. So he's been really good. He's been really good in the field. I think he projects to be I feel really good about his future.
Yeah.
But no, Jacob Wilson, I think, has had a tremendous season, who we just had to deal with the last couple of nights there for the A's. I think he's the Rookie of the Year, and Cam Smith's not in that discussion yet. By the way, I did grab Jacob Wilson before the start of the season at Rookie of the Year plus 1,500.
Did you really?
How you doing? So we'll see if that holds up. And the last thing I was going to ask was Jeremy Pena in terms of this whole underrated conversation. People say Jeremy Pena should be the starting shortstop in the All-Star game. I don't care about All-Star voting. I don't even care about the All-Star game, quite frankly, and the selections of the All-Star game. But I don't think he's being underrated. I think Jeremy Pena is having a great year, but that shortstop position is always the toughest. And you have Bobby Witt Jr. and you have...
It's loaded.
Jacob Wilson, who I just mentioned, doing it as a rookie. So I think Pena is where he belongs as the number three shortstop right now in the AL.
I was going to say, I do think he makes it, but I don't think he's being, I guess, overlooked or underrated as being the starter. I mean, because that position is loaded. And it always is.
Yeah.
Especially in the AL. It's usually pretty loaded.
Yeah, historically.
So
go back 20 years. That was some of the best baseball. You had Tejada, and you had A-Rod, and you had Jeter, and you had Nomar.
You usually got at least three, four guys that can make their argument to be the starter.
I mean, that was the whole thing. Cal Ripken, people always say that. Like, that was part of the reason why he moved to third base, was because the shortstop position was just so good. He wanted to get more all-star appearances, and like, let me go over to third. and then obviously A-Rod let him play short there in the final all-star game. But yeah, nonetheless.
How nice of him.
Yeah.
For A-Rod, that's a nice move.
last nice thing he's done. A little bit of a heat check, we can call that, on the Astros being underrated. I think they're being overlooked. I think we agree on that.
Yeah.
Hey, coming up, ESPN put together their all-century teams. We'll have to talk about that and how it relates to Houston. We'll do it next. It's the draft.
Rock and roll, meow.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
They're already stars, but now you can make them all stars. Vote in the 2025 Pro Spirit MLB All-Star Ballot 5 times daily. Show your favorite players just how much you want to see them play in Atlanta. And new this year, download and visit the MLB Pro Spirit game during Phase 1, and you can secure an additional vote per day for your favorite players. Submit your ballot today at MLB.com/vote and add some shine to summer. Voting ends June 26th at 12 p.m. Eastern Time. MLB trademarks used with permission.